You're listening to the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. Now back to your host, Anthony Pepe, broadcasting live from Radio Row in Las Vegas.
It is Super Bowl 58. Jeff Dawson, East Coast Sports Investors, hang with me at our makeshift studio, and joining us on Progressive Insurance, guest Mike, former NFL QB, one of the best who ever did it, had the best nickname, Jeff. Jake the Snake Plumber is hanging out with us. What's up, Jake?
I'm just on the row doing it.
You're on the row. You sounded so hip, man.
The row is crazy. You know, I do this. I've been here the last few years, and I never was here as a player when I would come. And
then does that bum you out?
Huh?
Does that bum you out?
No. Right. I mean, like, not here on the row.
Yeah.
And I realized, like, wow, this is just like a driving force behind a lot of people listening. I mean, you look at all these stations going on. There's a lot of people listening going on right now.
Sure.
There's a lot of thoughts and a lot of statements going out and getting thrown out into the world. And so to be a part of that, yeah, it's cool. It's fun. I never made the big game, but coming down here is always a good time.
Do you miss playing? I miss watching you. You were a hell of a quarterback.
Thank you. I miss parts of it. No. I mean, I miss the competitiveness of my teammates,
yep.
You know, that putting your mind behind something or your efforts behind something and knowing week to week what you got to do to accomplish it. And then when you're done with the game, you either succeeded or you failed. Not fail, that's the wrong word. You didn't win, but you got to go back and get ready to do it again. So that part of my life, it was really driven to do what I could do the best for my teammates, to be the best I could be. And I do miss it. I do miss some of that. But I also don't miss some of it, you know.
Jeff and
it's
become
such a wild industry. So
Jeff and I were talking earlier. We saw Baker Mayfield here yesterday and earned a contract in the offseason. He wants $40 million-ish.
Yes.
Do you wish you were playing today, getting that kind of money?
I never played for the money, so I don't.
All right, fair enough.
I mean, when they redid my contract in '98 with the Cardinals, it was like, okay, cool. You know, I'm going to get paid a lot to do this. I'm going to still do it the same I have always done it, and that's to try to be the best, go out and try to win. Not to be the best. I shouldn't say try to be the best. I'm going to go do my best to try to help this team win. And so, yeah, I was never motivated by the dollar signs of what this game could bring. I wanted to win a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Obviously, I was paid a lot, way more than I ever would have expected. So what's that done for me? It's given me financial freedom to go pursue a lot of fun things and to also help make an influence and help out a lot of people in my life. So the game now is kind of ridiculous when backups are making about as much as I made to be a 10-year starter when
crazy.
We'd actually get hit in the league. And like scrambling quarterbacks were not protected like they are now. And so, you know, but hey, good for you. This is a massive industry. I still think the players are underpaid, to be real honest with you. We got billionaire owners paying these guys millions, but this is a billion. I mean, this is $1 billion. Each team's billions of dollars worth of like money and like infrastructure and all this. So I still think the players are getting underpaid. Some of them are grossly overpaid.
When you're paying $250 million guaranteed,
that's wild.
That's insane.
That's wild. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Guaranteed. Is that really a word in this industry? I don't think
no,
so.
No.
But, you know, you can say it so people say, oh, yeah, that's good. But you know, these guys, get it while the getting's good, because you're going to be done at this game. You're going to be a young man when you're done. And if you don't have some sort of, financial, you know, knowledge or a little bit of education around how to handle that, it can go real fast. So get it while you can, enjoy it, and be ready to go out and continue. What's next for you is to still be one of the best in the world. What's your next endeavor? What are you going to get into next? What is it going to be?
Talk about what you got into next, getumbro.com.
Yeah, it's been fun. This has come around. My path's been pretty windy post-career. You know, retired, got away from the game, came back, did a little TV, did a little radio, realized that wasn't my calling, got into some entrepreneurial things, and now the opportunity to, from the hemp advocacy that I started a long time ago to make the difference between marijuana and hemp and the medical benefits of both of those, to now step into the fungi kingdom, which we know very little about, and it's a massive, you know, organism that covers the earth in all sorts of different ways.
And we're the learning, Smurfs lived in them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we're learning a lot about them. You know, they can heal you, some can kill you, and some can take you on a spiritual journey. So being a conduit of that knowledge and sharing that, and not only just sharing that, but also learning it firsthand, experientially, as I'm being educated and learning about these things and what they've done just for me personally, I can't benefit from them like I have and not come out and share this. Because I know in this industry, what I did for 10 years, what these guys are doing now, the long-term prognosis and what your future holds as a former NFL player, especially if you played in the 70s, 80s, 90s, like, it isn't very bright.
No.
And I think that we can change that through the use of these natural occurring compounds, whether it be mushrooms, whether it be marijuana, cannabis, whether it can just be, you know, dandelion root. You know, like, there's so much nature can offer, and here I am with the ability to get Umbo to athletes for performance and recovery. We're less about our brand, we're more about a cause, and that's to give somebody a chance, a positive intervention in their health and wellness to make a difference in how they feel. Give it a chance, because consistency over time equals results. That's in anything you do. You know, if you want to learn to play the piano, you can't do it in one day, but if you do it for a month straight, you're probably going to be able to play some songs. It just takes that dedication. It's what we had as athletes, so I'm trying to give them, the people that want to get involved, go to getumbo.com and sign up to be in our 21-day challenge, which is a morning and evening routine centered around, if you want to use the mushrooms as part of that, great. Also added to that will be some breath work, some meditation, some movement, just to put some good things down for yourself to make it a difference. Making a healthy change, it takes dedication, discipline, and really that's the main hurdle to get over. And once you can do that, I think good things happen.
GetUmbo.com. It's UMBO. GetUmbo.com. And you also partnered with Rashad Evans, UFC light heavyweight champ. Have you gotten the octagon with him?
No.
He'd whoop your ass, wouldn't
he? Oh, you know, I've been around some pretty amazing dudes, some pretty tough guys. But when I'm in a room with Rashad, there seems to be this feeling of safety and comfort, because I know, like, no matter what, he's probably going to be one of the baddest mofos in there. This dude's just,
but no one's messing with Jake the Snake.
But you know, Rashad also embodies like this new masculine of, like, yeah, he'd whoop your ass, but why would he? He would never want to. He's also very spiritual, very grounded, very rooted in his journey and what he's been doing. And so to have him part of what we're involved in and what we're doing has been a lot of fun to meet. A guy like him who was at the top of his sport and now just looking to be better and feel better and also look towards the future. You got to live in the moment now, but I'm also looking at my long-term longevity. I got 3 kids. I want to be around a long time to watch them and to know their grandchildren and to hopefully know my great-grandchildren. And these mushrooms have a way to help our systems work better, to help, you know, promote that kind of longevity.
Jake, we have 2 minutes left here. Radio Row, Super Bowl 58. Mr. Irrelevant, the last pick in the draft, Brock Purdy. You must look at him and go, damn, like a lot of NFL teams screwed up on this one. Last pick in the draft, how talented is this kid?
You know, he's shown me a lot. I think, you know, the Minnesota game, it got a little shaky there for him. And it was like, whoa, what's happening? But, you know, he came back, they won. And then in Detroit, man, he stepped up. He stepped up big time with those scrambles and making some big throws. What happens for him is he's just got to go do the same thing he's been doing. But now what happens that he isn't even aware of is that those guys sitting there on the bench watching him, they now believe in him.
Yeah.
They now, like, don't expect it, but they know, like, hey, he can do it. Let's go do our thing.
Did you have that feeling in the locker room when you knew your teammates had your back and you had them?
That's the only thing that mattered. That was the only thing that mattered.
But you knew when that point happened.
Yeah, man. I had some coaches that didn't believe, but as long as my teammates were there, as long as they knew what I was bringing to the table and I knew what they were, that's all that mattered. You know, Brock's got a lot to prove. Everyone's going to be on, oh, is this game too big for him? Like, Jesus, man, no, it isn't. You've been working your whole life to get here. Is it too big for him? No.
Nah.
Is it too big for you? Probably, because you're still talking about that it's too big for him. Brock's here. He's in his element. He's got great coaches around him. I know from being coached by Mike Shanahan that they're going to create a game plan that absolutely utilizes his skill set and his talents. Now he's just got to go make the plays again. And then, you know, getting to watch Mahomes, like, this kid's amazing. He's chasing a legend. what he's done so far early in his career is putting him on the path towards being one of the greatest ever. And he's super fun to watch. He throws the ball all over the place. He makes plays with his feet. Total package, really. So it's going to be a fun game. I got so many ties to San Fran, though. I feel like I got so many, like the Kubiak kids are coaching there.
Sure.
John Lynch, Bobby Turner's coaching running backs. Christian McCaffrey was a little kid in the backyard in Castle Pines. I was throwing footballs to him.
That's awesome.
At Eddie Mack's house. And so I got a lot of people that are on that in that organization that I hope have success on Sunday. But always I just want to see a close game.
Hey, much success to you.
Much success right
to GetUmbo.com. It's UMBO, GetUmbo.com. Thank you, Jake the Snake.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Enjoy
your week.
Best
there he is, former NFL QB Jake the Snake Plumber, hanging out with us here on Radio Row. Super Bowl 58. We'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll continue the guests. We'll continue the football discussion. It is the Diehards here on the Sports Map Radio Network.